There's no utilities on the dump.
What I want to ask you, anything you're aware of, is there are two entrances to Rock Hall. There's an entrance from Jenswick, which is Pennyhole, and there's an entrance as you leave the airport and come up before you make the current turn there on your right to go down. So there is an entrance and an exit. Am I right in saying that?
Well, there's several entrances and exits to Rock Hall, Rock Hall.
Mr. Minister, you're well aware of the question I'm asking, because we're talking about the debt and we're talking about Rock Hall. I am asking the question, if there is an entrance to Rock Hall for what was formerly known as Penny Hole, and there's also an entrance leave the Gatley Adams Airport to the east of a road which will take you right out to the same ground.
That is what I'm asking.
The position I'm asking here is that, since we are interpreting a situation of squatters, whether it be on the dump or within an area, some assistance had to be given along to accommodate these people, whether they are below the poverty line or whether they are above the line. Is government agencies responsible for aiding and abetting?
But you heard what he said. He basically has couched this in the context of frustration. He says that there are people there who were getting no answers and no help, and they went in this direction. That is what he said.
I understand. I'm sympathizing with what his body said. What I'm saying here is that we have got to be very careful. So the question I'm asking, if the government of today has lost an image because somewhere along the line there was some assistance given to these squatters that had nowhere to turn, That is why we are now seeing a progression in
assistance
terms of
or encouragement.
Encouragement. Sorry, Mr. Ellis. Encouragement in the sense that they're being...
Well, don't forget, Mark, you can easily be encouraged by the momentum. When you look around and you see that others are setting up shop, that encourages other people to come too. They ask questions and they turn up as well. And what we really must come to terms with is the overall squatter problem. This is one that needs to be addressed. But the housing shortage has helped to create it. There is a component of this that involves people who are non-nationals as well. There's no escaping that reality. But it seems as though, from all that I've heard, that the much bigger part of this is among the Barbadians. So the combination of the two is creating quite a nightmare. And as I said, the people you haven't heard from yet are those people who own private lands and have been fighting through the court system of Barbados to get these people off their land, and for years have not been getting any. And sometimes for the same reasons that have been identified here by Minister Weir, politicians have tacitly supported it. So we're going to come right back to you.
I just want to ask one question, David, before we go to the break of Minister Weir, if you don't mind. I saw a note in the article in the newspaper from Attorney Douglas Trotman, who said he had made an offer to have lands made available to persons squatting in that area, one, and two, the question of a government land bank over a period of time. In moving the squatters or finding solutions to people who may have what the Prime Minister termed illegal developments, are any of those two offers being explored?
Yes, the government is looking at, you would have heard the Prime Minister talking about planning gains. Planning gains meaning that we have a lot of land in Barbados that is not in productive use, and that the owners, the private owners, might want to develop those properties at some point in time. There are different things, subdivisions being one of them. And that the planning gains she wants out of those is to then make a certain amount of acres available to these various types of people who are not in a position, no matter how hard you try, to be able to purchase land on the market or even to get a mortgage. And that is what she means by planning gains. So these things are being explored. The government does not have all of the land, but if we can get planning gains from private land owners to be able then to find solutions to people who are below the poverty line and not only those below the poverty line. There are people who are working for $4,000 a month, et cetera, who still don't qualify for a good mortgage with house and land. And those are all the things that we are taking into consideration. What we do not want in Barbados is a situation where people then are forced into desperation and end up doing the very thing that is currently happening. And that can easily happen, because when a man feels as though the system is not doing enough to cater for him, he still has to survive as long as he has breath. And you see this all around the city of Bridgetown, where people have resorted to the streets simply because there's nowhere else to go.
But Couchin,
so we got to be careful.
Couchin, this way though, this is what I say to you, the message that can come through to people is that this is one way out.
No, because no, it wouldn't, and it only will if you allow it to run away. You were correct, David, when you said that you have to do policing. We recognize that. But equally, what is already there, we have to fix.
Does the relevant government department have the resources to do the policing? Because in all of this, you need the resources.
But what you really need is a comprehensive study. Don't get away from it, you know. It's the science of the thing that is going to guide your decision-making. And when we generalize, we got to be careful. Because when I do the science of the thing and I know that you're working for a hard $4,000 and your wife or your boyfriend is working for $2,000, that is $6,000, I know that you really and truly need to find a piece of land to move your house on. And we might help you find the land, but you got to pay every cent for it. But that you will seek to take advantage of a situation, that can be remedied. That is why you have to collate the data to suit the results you want.
Okay, we're coming right back, Minister Weir. This is Down to Brass Tacks. It's 1:37. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Yes, Minister Weir. I think we're linking you up with another caller. Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm well. And you?
I'm good. But before I get to Mr. Weir, Mr. Ellis, were you always doing oven like that? I was waiting for him to finish off what he had to say.
Don't worry about that. Proceed to your issue.
And the Trinity lady, don't do her like that.
Proceed to your issue.
All right, Mr. Weir, I hear two different stories. The Prime Minister say $25,000 are setting off a loan. Mr. Weir saying no, in a loan or a grant is a solution. So what solution do you mean?
I think when he eventually said it was a grant.
Pardon?
When did I say that?
You say it's not a loan or a grant.
That is not true. Listening good.
Pardon
well,
me?
You know, you can't decide on anything, so I don't know how you can decide on the other one, right?
You're pulling your leg.
I could decide because, let me tell you, Ms. Minister Weir, you say that they have non-utility.
Please, look, keep it at a respectful level, though. No, you can't do that.
I have respect, but he said that they have no utility. So how he know that and when he went on
there
the dump?
There are no utilities on the dump. I can come and pick you up and take you on the dump.
No, you're picking me up. You have stored.
So how big is the dump, though? How big? What area are we talking about? And given its size, what is the maximum that it is likely to be able to hold in terms of the number of people there?
Well, the houses are set up, you know, similar to zero lot lane.
Right. So they're very close to each other.
Yeah. So you can have a sizable amount of houses in there.
So that when we talk about 300, it is 300 on the dump.
Not houses, though.
Not houses, what?
Occupants.
Occupants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is the issue. All right.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You were saying.
Yes, but I was saying that he has soldiers out there with feedback information to him. So what he has standing so long to do, that just he said there's only about how much, 5,000 people on that dam out there. So what his surveyor stands so long to do?
You know,
and when it was election time, he should know who was wrong there. he just had election, so he went host to host campaigning.
You see, they
so
canvass the dump.
What will be the point of canvassing the dump? Let me explain a couple of things.
I said not canvassing the dump, canvassing who in the house.
Let me explain
a couple of things. Yeah, but know who is non-Bajan, who is Bajan,
who is. Would you like me to explain a couple of things for you or no?
Yes, yes, please.
Okay. I indicated that there are people from St. John, St. Lucie, St. Andrew, Christ Church, St. Michael, as well as non-nationals living on the dump. Okay? I, as a person looking for a vote, why would I go in there? It makes no sense. Okay? I went to Rock Hall, I went to Genesis, I went to Penny Hole. The whole area is being called Rock Hall because it used to be Penny Hole. And the dump was the Penny Hole dump. Okay? Don't let us confuse the issue. The other thing is this. I have people feeding back the information to me. That is the reason why I am confident if I even call the program and explain what's taking place out there. I want to say to you, Mr. Undecided, that unlike you, I'm very decided on what I am doing. And I want you to know, Mr. Undecided, that the reason why a lot of the people out there would comply with what I'm teaching is because they don't have any utility.
But, Mr. Weir, you say you have people up there feeding back information to you. Why don't you get up and go there and get the information correct, too? And we are feeding back to us instead of learning.
But, but in all fairness, he just said he was speaking earlier about a survey that he's been doing. We have suggested that because it's being done by the MP, he can do it for his own reasons. But a more credible survey should be done by an independent body or so, you know. So having him do it will not be the only solution to how people will view that information. Do you have anything else on your mind, ma'am?
Yeah, but a whole list of there's a whole list of names in that, and you see people waiting on horses. I can't get none. And you mean to tell me these people didn't come first?
So what would you do in the circumstances where they're posing a threat to aviation in the country and stuff? What would you do?
But Mr. Ellis, let me tell you, these people that waiting on horses out there should go gather up there too and get.
Yes, that's. I know. But I know there are people who feel that way. But you still have to deal with this matter in a practical way. What would you do? Would you get a bulldozer? Just send the bulldozer in and push them out and just leave them at the side of the street. Is that what you want to do? Because this seems to be the general sentiment from a lot of people. So you share that?
They shouldn't be out there in the first place.
Pardon me?
They shouldn't be out there in the first place.
But Ms. Undecided, we agree on that. But okay. They are there now. So how are you going to deal with them? Just push them aside and tell them go and find some place. Is that your solution?
No. So what he can do with the rest of
No. I want to hear what you are going to suggest to him.
He want my suggestion?
Yes.
I ain't got no solution for that. I ain't got a solution for him. God, he said that he...
But you can't have a solution when you're undecided on everything.
You don't got no solution? But you don't have any solution either. Listen. But him say, no solutions. That's what he said. No solutions.
All right, Miss Undecided. Thank you very much. Down to brass tacks.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, good afternoon.
You care to identify yourself?
Yes, Mr. Ellis, this is Maureen Holder here. I really had to call in. I haven't listened to the call-in program in a long time.
We are not surprised.
The issue at Rock Hall and the issue of the squatters is one that has concerned me for some time now. And I think that we could all agree that it's a social issue. It has now become a social issue in Barbados. So rather than hearing the minister, or he is the Minister of Agriculture, as I understand
it. But he's the MP for the area.
Yes, but let me finish. Let me make my point so you'd understand where I'm going, sir. Rather than hearing him representing his constituents, I would have preferred to hear from if it's still called the Ministry of Social Care, I would also have preferred to hear from the Ministry of Housing and Land. Because you keep asking a fundamental question. How do we go from here? I think the details can be researched. The various and relevant ministries could look into this matter more closely. And after you've done your research, because we're talking a lot today about research and stats, you can then come to the public and say to the public, this is what we found, and because of what we have found, we are going to proceed in X, Y, Z manner.
Yeah, but Maureen, hold on, please. But if somebody comes on the radio and gives the impression that the majority of the people who are on the site are non-Barbadian, and that the government of Barbados is actually aiding and abetting these people in what is considered to be an unacceptable practice, isn't it valid to at least have the interim comment that has come from Mr. Weir?
But that was not the only extrapolation that could have come from many things that were said. I believe that those points were already refuted because we're not sure, and you kept asking Mr. Weir, what is the percentage? Did he do his research?
He says it's not complete.
That it's not complete.
Precisely.
So
but on the basis...
So we're not dealing
no,
with
but
that.
He also said that on the basis of what work he's done so far, he's come to a conclusion that the Barbadian component is the majority, even though he's not yet in a position to give us the specifics.
David, we've already established...
So your argument today that you don't really need to hear him, you would prefer to hear all the other ministers...
But let me finish. Let me tell you why, because you're not giving me an opportunity to develop the point. You keep jumping in and...
That's par for the course. You've sat as a moderator, so you understand that.
Let me develop the point. Now, we admit, we all can agree that, like I said, it's a social problem which needs a holistic approach. Not only are there squatters in Rock Hall, there's squatters identified elsewhere in Barbados. Now, if all the ministers, or sorry, if all the MPs, together with Mr. Deere, come together and articulate their concerns about what they would like to see happen in their constituency for their the people who live there, then you could see that at least we're taking a holistic approach to deal with this matter of squatting. But for an MP to come on the air and try to represent in a way that I believe he thinks he ought to his constituents, it's kind of like making it seem, and I respect the fact that Rock Hall is priority, I do, but I believe that everywhere there is squatting presents a problem, and therefore every MP should be able to come and say what needs to be done on behalf of their constituents. So therefore, I would...
Well, you don't understand the contradiction that you're presenting us
it
with.
It is not a contradiction. You would call it a contradiction, David. I am saying it
can
needs
I respond?
A holistic approach.
You're
going back and forth on the little minor details, you, David, trying to make issues of the stats and this and that. But the thing needs
let's
a holistic
move on.
Approach.
Let's move on. Yes, Minister.
David.
Let me hear.
Yes. At the cabinet level, we have discussed this matter. We've discussed squatting overall. I can't bring out the details of the discussion in cabinet, but what I do know is that the minister with responsibility for housing is supposed to bring a cabinet paper that is dealing with squatting. So if the caller wants to be assured that the matter is being dealt with and that the very things that she's asking for will be done, then let me say to you that when Minister George Payne brings the paper to cabinet, it will be done on the basis that all this information has been collated and that we are in an informed position to make a decision on what is taking place. But what we can't rule out is the fact that we already know that it is taking place. Action has to be taken. And that's the reason why our Prime Minister repeatedly speaks to planning gains. Because it is one thing to have the problem, but you still have to know that you upfront must know what the solution is that you're working with.
Yeah.
And that is what we are working towards currently. But yes, if you will go back to November 2007, when a comprehensive study was done of the area, all that has happened is that it was built, more people moved in. The study speaks to the socioeconomic conditions, it is spoke to the issues of Grant Lee Adams Airport. The survey was conducted on the 8th of November 2007. It comprises things like how many people living in a household, how long you were living there, from which area did you come, or where did you live previously, what is the current salary, do you have a husband or wife, what is the salary of the husband or the wife, what is the family's entire income, is the property owned by you or is it renting, are you a squatter or are you a person who is in Rock Hall proper? Those are the things that were covered in the survey. All right? And it's that exact same protocol that I'm following. Your date of birth, the country of birth, your ID number. Do you have a telephone? There's no issue with electricity or water because there are no utilities on the dump proper where people are squatting. The reason why? Water cannot be given to anyone unless they have title to the land. So nobody without title to land will get water, even though the changes are going to be
all creates a health hazard. But the point I wanted to make is that while I agree with the sentiment which has come from Ms. Holder about the need for a comprehensive assessment and proposal to solve the problem nationally, I don't think that it requires having each individual MP speak to it. I mean, it is
as, no, it doesn't.
It's the way that has been recommended here, where ministers in different areas work on this problem and then present that comprehensive program to the parliament and to the country.
To the cabinet person.
Precisely. So it doesn't really require that. Down to Brass Stacks, hello. It's now 1:52. Hello?
I'm on the air?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I'm very glad that I'm on the air and I was holding on for a very long time. The real truth is, before I make my point, are you hearing me, sir?
Sure, yes, we can.
Before I make my point, I want to say that I understand what Ms. Undecided said much better than what I heard from the last speaker. It sounds so jumbled up. I'm not full of understanding that I don't think it should be followed up or discussed after the speaker is off the air. However,
all right,
sir. What I want to say is that there are squatters all over the island, not under the leadership of Mayor Motley. They have been there for long, 10 years ago. I hear people talking about in 2007, there were issues that were dealt with by the former administration, you know. But what I want to deal with is that it would appear as if what I have been hearing since this administration has come to power, that every single thing that has to be done must be done now. You know, and this I hold in the moderators responsible.
Why?
Because I'm not hearing enough people, moderators, saying to the people, look, obviously you would have to give Ms. Motley an opportunity to do things. You're hearing people saying the road's bad, you can't get water. Everybody on this, these is things that were there every day. Ms. Motley is only in power a year now. I believe that the time has come that Barbados should give her that opportunity.
But you know, I don't know who you listen to when it comes to the moderators, but I have made that point. However, one also has to be fair and reasonable because there are one or two issues that stand out for action. One of them has to do with garbage collection. While we all recognize how things drifted under the former administration, who did not buy any trucks, we have seen a situation where because the government has cut back on overtime at the SSA, you are seeing an apparent worsening of the situation. Nobody in their right mind can sit down and see that and just say, oh, the last administration didn't do this and didn't do that. But there are other areas where you can say, look, the government still needs to be given time to fix certain of the problems. I mean, the general economic situation, for instance, when it comes to being able to generate jobs and that sort of thing, you need to give them time. But on this one, so you see, I pick and choose the issues. Huh? I'm not going to say, I'm going to paint the government with one brush and say it's one side or the other, one thing or the other.
It appeared to me as if that is how these things are being done.
I don't think that's fair.
My position is, despite the fact that there are issues with them, with the collection of garbage, I still believe that the present administration now has a rough road, especially what was left. Not a lot of trucks and so on, but I'm sure that you can say that an effort has been made because other new trucks has come.
Yeah, which shows you that the problem is the new trucks alone.
I do agree.
And that's where we need to take the discussion and let it be understood that it is not about going after anybody personally, but it's to recognize that we are all in this together. We have the concern and we want action. And if you are on a trajectory where we are not getting the kind of action that is required, then we are entitled to say so. That's all this is about.
But what I'm saying is that, as you would have singled out sanitation, mm-hmm. it seems as though all the other agencies
get the same treatment.
It
depends upon who is speaking. And there are some people, you're correct, who behave as though Rome was built in a day, and they expect that the government should be put to the sword in just over a year to say, look, all the things that were wrong, you promised us that they were going to be fixed, and you have a duty to fix them. You know that's unreasonable. We gotta wrap up, sir.
But let me draw one.
We gotta go. We don't have enough time for that. Thank you, sir. And Minister Weir, thank you very much for calling, first of all, mm-hmm. and for staying with us for the length of time that you have in trying to address this issue of the squatter problem at Rock Hall in St. Philip, in your constituency of St. Philip South. I think that there are many people who would have been able to gather something from that discussion which has taken place. And I want to thank all the callers, all of you who have made your contributions and made this program the kind of interesting one that it has been today. Special thanks to Dennis Johnson, my producer and technical operator. I'm David Ellis. Have a great afternoon.